welcome back to my podcast. I keep telling like I'm on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel. If you don't know that, it's now the Bunny Team. Woo! It's a longer life by Slime Lover, if you guys don't know that. But guys, this is what here are the next 10 things you can do in quarantine. Part 3. This is my last one, guys. So and you put all of them. It's really fun. I did it before. It made my hair. Babe, what Yeah, number 4 is that you can practice your singing, like go to YouTube and find like vocal lessons. That's what I be doing. And you can also look up videos how your voice won't crack anymore, and it's like so much fun. It's like, 'cause they always have these humming and like elevator stuff. It's really fun. I already know what they mean because I take vocal lessons. But if you go to my YouTube channel and you see my music videos, I'm not singing. They're just beats I've made and beats I'm going to be using in my videos. And number 5, you can dance on TikTok. Because I've already mentioned those in any of my videos, like, not videos, I mean podcasts, and you can do TikTok to, like, Renegade or something like that. I learned all those dances, and there's so much fun to learn, and they're not as hard as when you get them, because it's fun. Number 6. It's going to be shorter. Like, my last ones where we had, like, 10 things to do in quarantine were much longer than this one. But I already know them because I wrote down notes for this one. Other ones, I'm just thinking. So, number 6. You can try baking or something. Like, baking from scratch if you don't know how. Or just try baking for the first time, like, from a box. Okay, number 7, you can go on your computer and look up these tests. They're so much fun. There's so many tests on there, legit. They just want to see how good of you a baker are you. I got most of them wrong, and they sent them a box mix master, because I have never made anything from scratch. I only know how to make things from boxes. So, yeah. Number 7, right? Yeah. Number 7, you can listen to music on Spotify, and Spotify's fun, so. And so, yeah, we have a good dance party, and just fun. Number 8, you can watch your YouTube videos. Yeah. Are we? I know I've mentioned, like, watching Netflix and stuff, and, like, movies and a whole bunch of stuff. But it's really fun to watch some YouTube videos and like fly and stuff. Number 9, you can make slime. It's really fun. And if you have glue, baking soda, and contact solution, or Tide, you can make slime. It's really fun and easy. Sometimes it can be messy. You can make jiggly slime. You can make a thick, clear slime. You can make butter slime if you got some clay, like diso clay and stuff. Like, so much fun making slime. It's like so much fun. Number 10, which is the last one for this podcast, guys. Yeah, I already know what it is. Like, I have one. It's not talking. Number 10, you can do some crafts and paint. What I do, I've been painting a lot of pictures, and some of them are really bad, but some of them are really, really fun to do. And I can draw a lot, so I draw a lot, guys. And so, yeah. It was so much fun, guys. Hope you guys really like this podcast. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel and subscribe to it. Hit your notification bell. And yay! And make sure you, and if you listen to Spotify, make sure to follow me on Spotify. Follow this podcast on Spotify. And also, this podcast is on Google Podcasts and Breaker. It's been on there for a while. I just never told you guys because I didn't know. But it's on Google Podcasts and Breaker, guys. If you have those, you can go ahead and see them. Hope you guys really like this. Bye! Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Happy Time. You guys know that we're in quarantine, and I just posted about my stuff, like what to do in quarantine, to when you're bored, and yeah. So guys, today, I'm going to read a book to you guys, but you guys can just sit down, relax, read it with me if you want. I also have it on my YouTube video, but it's not finished, and some people are not on my podcast. So if you're on my podcast, you'll let me finish this one chapter, then we'll continue with this. And guys, so we're reading This American Girl, guys. And also, American Girl has an online library to read when we're in quarantine. Quarantine says we can't really buy the books. And like, we all have been shopping lately, because like, oh, what do we want to do when we're out of quarantine, which is technically shopping and get all the stuff that we ordered. So, American Girl has an online library that we can read. And so, guys, I'm reading this on my computer. Guys, we're reading American Girl, Nanea, 1941, Spirit of Aloha. And this book is by Kirby Larson. I hope I pronounced her name right, or his name right. Her name, sorry. So, guys, we're going to go ahead and start the book. Da-na-na-na. Okay. So guys, if you're on my YouTube channel, which is, you guys know Bunny Team, and so guys, the reason, because I showed all the pictures, so you guys can't see on the podcast any pictures, so I'm just going to read to you guys all the things. Nanea's family and friends, Papa and Mom, Nanea's parents. And guys, I'm going to read these when I'm done with this chapter. And guys, go to my YouTube channel, if you don't know. This has 17 chapters, and I'm going to be reading each one of them. So yeah, hope you guys really like this book. Not the Baby of the Family, Chapter 1. Sunlight sliver through the blinds. Nanea Mitchell stretches, breathing in the sweet outside smells of ginger and plumerine. And save. Oh, guys, by the way, if I actually mess up saying these words, I also tell this on my YouTube channel, go to my TikTok or something, see if I pronounce it right or wrong. So if you guys know how to speak Hawaiian, just go ahead and tell me. Yeah. Smell the ginger plumerine. And the savory and side smells breakfast. Sausages, Mila dumps her tail in the anticipation. Good morning, you silly poor dog. Nanea said, giving Mom a pat. She hopped out of bed and turned the wall calendar from October to November 1941. It was Saturday, so Nanea dressed for her hula lesson, putting on a sleeveless blouse and a pair of shorts. Her 15-year-old sister, Mary Lou, yawned, loosening her braids as she slid out of her bed across the room. She walked to her vanity, shaking her dark waves over her shoulders, and clicked on her little Amadan radio. "Your hair looks nice," Nenea said. Mary Lou picked up her hairbrush and turned to Nenea. "Let me fix yours." "It's fine," Nenea leaped out of reach. "Alice Nenea Mitchell," Mary Lou scolded, using Nenea's full name. "Sometimes you are so childish." "Not today," Nenea picked up her Ika Hula, a basket full of carrying customs and implements. "See, I'm all ready for hula class." Nenea had both sets of wooden dancing sticks. The kana'u were the size of rulers. When she hit them together, they made a tick-tick sound, like the big clock in her third-grade room. The longer pili made a happy noise. That reminded Nenea of a cash register at Pono Market, her grandpa's store. That reminds her of something else. Why can't I work with you after class today? She asked. Tutu said, "I'm a big help." Tutu spoils you, Mary Lou answered, fluffing her hair. "Because you're the baby of the family." Nenea knew that her grandmother did not spoil her, and that she was not a baby. But before she could say anything to Mary Lou, their brother David ducked his head into the girl's bedroom, sending in a wave of Old Spice aftershave. Nenea spotted the ukulele case in his hand. You're playing tonight?" she asked. 17-year-old brother David worked as a bellboy at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, but sometimes he filled in when one of the musicians was sick or surfing.
"I'm a Boy Scout. I'm always prepared."
When her big brother smiled, Nenea thought he was as handsome as any movie star. "Breakfast is ready." The girls followed him to the kitchen. "Good morning," Nenea said, kissing Pa's cheek. His hair was wet from the shower. "More like good night for me," Pa replied. He worked the graveyard shift. So he went to bed after breakfast, which was really his dinner. "Do you like my aftershave?" Pa grinned. "Instead of oil splash, it's old fuel." Nenea had heard the joke a million times, but she laughed anyway. Nothing washed off the smell of oils that Pa got from working as welder at the Pearl Harbor shipyard. There were so many ships and planes to at Hick Field next to the shipyard. David said because Pearl Harbor was a big deal in the Pacific, Pa was a big deal in the Pacific. That always made Pa laugh. Papa laughed. Sorry, guys. Nenea turned to her mother. Why can't I work at Pono Market? I'm nearly 10. Oh, guys, wait. I said this on YouTube if you don't watch it. But I said this, that me and my sister are watching some movies, and we're watching Kit, Leah, Isabella, and we also watch Grace. And we noticed that, I don't really know Isabella, I don't think they said it, but like most of them, almost all of them were 10. And by the way, I read Josh's book, which is one of them. I'm reading. So guys, be careful. I'm reading these all in order, guys. So I hope you guys really like them. So I'm on week, oh guys, yeah. And there's 8 weeks on here. So yeah. So guys, they're all 10. That's what we noticed. Most of them are all 10. Like Leah's 10. Not Sage. Nenea's almost 10. Josh is 10. Like almost all of them are 10. That's what we noticed, guys. Yeah. That made Paul laugh. Nenea turned to her. "Why can't I work at the Pono Market? I'm nearly 10. Mom tucked a stray lock of hair behind Nenea's ear. "Don't be such an arise to grow up."
Yeah, monkey. David waved his bark. "Enjoy being a kid as long as you want."
I would love to be nine and get married, Sue said. "No responsibilities." Nenea frowned. She had plenty of responsibilities. She took care of Mealy. I don't know how to pronounce anything, sorry. And she set the table and always turned in her homework on time. But Nenea wanted grown-up responsibilities, like working at the market.
Is that a storm cloud I see on someone's face? Pawtees, Nenea said. I mean, Pawtees, Nenea. She leaned her head against her father. His hair was carrot red and hers was brown. He had blue eyes. She had hazel. The Mitchell kids were all born in Oahu, like Mom. Pa was born in Burlington, Oregon. Far away. He grew up on a farm, not in a city, like Honolulu. Despite those differences, Nanea and Pa were very much alike. They loved many of the same things. The funnies, the fishing, and the dogs, especially Mealy. Nanea wrapped her arms around Pa's neck and squeezed two times. That was a cook for buddies forever. She sat down and poured a glass of her fresh pineapple juice. Being the young does not mean I can't do grown-up things, Nanea complained. She wondered why her family never gave her a chance to prove it. Papa smiled. I remember chopping a bit to drive the tractors at Grandpa's Mitchell's farm. It was so hard to wait until I was 13. And your grandpa said I had to learn the time tables before I could run the cash register. Mom poured herself some more coffee. It took a lot of flashcards. Sorry. It took a lot of flashcards before I rang the first cell. Tutu Kane said, "You were not an ASF between bites of legs my age." Pa pretended to cast a line. "I hear the fish are biting," he said. "Maybe later you could round up the two other kittens. To catch us up some get us some supper." He called Nanea and her two best friends, Lily Suna and Donna Hill. The three kids after the nursery rhymes. Some fresh fish would be so uno delicious. Pa waggled his eyebrows and Nanea laughed. Nanea had to laugh. When Papa said Hawaiian words, he sounded like a newcomer even though he lived in Oahu for years. "Look at the time," Mom said. "You girls better scoot to hula class." Outside, Mary Lou's rubber slippers slapped against the sidewalk while Nanea's bare feet made soft pat, pat, pat sounds. Mealy ran beside them. She had to come to hula lessons since the day Nanea had started, when she was 4 years old. At Tutu's, Nanea greeted her grandmother in the traditional way, pressing foreheads and noses together, take a deep breath. This was the ha part of aloha. The breathe. Other part, alo, meant to share, to be close. Tutu had taught Nanea that this meant they were breathing each other's other incense. Nanea turned to her cheek to catch the regular kiss that would follow. Then she skipped off to the journey to join Mary Lou and the other dancers lined up outside the laney, the covered porch at the back of the house was Tutu's hula studio, where Tutu pulled out an IPU gird drum. Everyone got quiet. Nanea gathered her thoughts, focusing her heart and her mind on the lesson. Tutu began every class by asking the dancers if they were ready. The girls answered yes with Tutu. With Tutu making time on the IPU, the dancers warmed up by practicing all their basic hula steps. "Very nice," Tutu said. She set the drum aside and put a record of phonographs as lovely hula hands began.
to play the dancers from Linnea's age formed their line and began the hula, would perform in the United Service Organization Program. Tutus, students have began regular USO performances for years. Next, the older girls dance, and they hope she would someday be good enough to dance a cella like the one Mary Lou was practicing. Linnea thought her sister was doing the steps perfectly, but in the middle of the song, to the lift of the needle from the record, Nilani, she began calling Mary Lou by her Hawaiian middle name. Just remember to keep your fingers soft and your back straight. As she placed the needle back on the record, Tutu spoke to all the dancers. There is no shame in a mistake. There is only shame in not learning from it. Yep, guys, you should learn from your mistakes. You should always learn from mistakes. Tutu's corrections never sounded like scolding. She was Kumu Hula, a master teacher who had been teaching for many years, just as her mother had taught her before her. Linnea held her head high, honored to carry on the hula tradition that had been part of the family for generations. After class, Linnea and Mary Lou sat on the front porch with Tutu, waiting for David. It wasn't long before he arrived to get Tutu and Mary Lou a ride to Pono Mart. "See you later, sis," Mary Lou said. Tutu smoothed the skirt of her mu'umu'a and gave Nene a kiss goodbye. "Aloha, Kiki. Aloha, Kiki?" I think that's how you pronounce it. She said, "You did well in class today." Nene watched Mary Lou climb into the back seat while David held the passenger door open for Tutu. A wave, David drove off and Linnea turned and headed the other way towards home. If Linnea was going to the store, she would store all the penny candies into the right jar while Tutu came, talked with the customers. Linnea would tidy the colors, displays, and produce the dust. The shells and canned goods. She would straighten the bolts of fabric. She'd open the doors for neighborhood aunties, the older women she'd known her whole life. As they left their shop, pin bags bulging with purchases that Tutu had rung up Mary Lou, Mary Lou would see, "I'm not a baby more," Linnea told Mealy. As they walked home, "If only I could help." Mealy wagged her tail and agreed. Linnea arrived home just as Mom was taking a batch of guava bread out of the oven when there was a knock at the door. Mealy sang a greeting, "Aru Aru," her name meant song. Donna and Lily were at the door. Iko me, welcome. Nea called to the other two kids. Or should I say, Iko meow. Lily Suda made a small bow. She was Nanea's oldest friend, and Mitchell and Sundance were like family. Nea called Lily's parents Uncle Fudge and Aunt May, and Lily called Linnea's parents Uncle Richard and Aunt May. The family lived on the same street, often sharing meals and celebrating holidays together. Linnea and Lily have gone out many times with Uncle Fudge and his sampans, a Japan fishing boat, to help him catch ahi and others fish to sail. Aunt Betty taught the girls how to fold origamis, geckos, kois, and cranes. That was one of the best things about living in Hawaii. The islands were like jigsaw puzzles where people of all different shapes, colors fit together. There were people from Japan like Aunt Betty and Uncle Fudge, and from Portugal like
the mailman, Mr. Krabs, and from China, like Mrs. Lin, who had a tiny cracked seed shop where she sold dried fruit, and of course, there were I'm not sneezing, guys, if you think I am. Ha-ule-ha-ules? I don't know what that word is, I'm gonna guess. Ha-ules? I think that's someone else. Comment down below. Nope, go to my YouTube channel, which you really can't comment down below. Like, go to my TikTok and one of my music videos. I play AirPods on that. And comment down below on those, or one of my live streams. Like Pa and Donna's family, who came first from all over the mainland behind Lily, Donna, Chandra, and her bubble gum. Donna's family had moved from San Francisco 3 years earlier, so her father would work in Pearl Harbor Shipyard. Like Pa, Bob, Donna had walked up the nail Lily's first and said, "Hi, what's your name?" after school. Donna had given them each piece of bubblegum. And that was the beginning of the three kittens. When her family first arrived in Honolulu, Donna had been reluctant, I don't know, to try any new food. But she learned to love Aunt Betty's sweet rice mochi, portada melasada donuts, especially Mom's guava bread. "Now, Donna, stop chewing her gum. Do I smell guava bread?" she asked. Mom laughed. "I baked two loaves in case some hunger kittens wandered by." She cut three stick slices while Donna threw away her gum. The girl took bread out of the porch so that they wouldn't wake Nania's father, who was still sleeping. "How was hula class?" Lily asked. She couldn't take Saturday morning lessons. She couldn't take Saturday morning lessons with Tutu because that's when she had Japanese language class. But Lily liked dancing as much as Nanea did. Donna had tried taking hula lessons, but she decided she wasn't much of a dancer. "It was fun," Nanea answered. Tutu started to teach us a new dance to perform at the USO Christmas show next month. Then Nanea looked at Donna. "What do you have there?" Donna lifted her arm and a newspaper slid out. Nanea caught it before it fell in the dirt. "Isn't this your dad?" Nanea had never met anyone who was interested in in the news. Mr. Hill was always talking to Papa about the war in Europe. Donna took another bite of bread. He saw something where we'd be interested in. "What?" Lily asked. Donna shrugged. "He said we'd find it." Nanea opened the newspaper, skimmed headlines about the battle of Germany and Russia. "It seems like everyone in the war except America," Lily said. "Skip those war stories," Donna said. "They don't have anything to do with us here on Oahu." Nanea pressed her finger on the paper. "A contest? Honolulu's Helping Hand contest. Read Lily. "That must be what Dad meant," Donna said. "The grand prize, a brand new show win bike." Nanea added. Donna whistled. "That is interesting. What about the rules?" Lily asked. "We have to do these four things by December 15th to win the bike," Nanea explained, pointing to the list and turning to win. "You mean," said Lily. Donna contorted her fingers that month. "And half from now, we'd had to check off one thing about every 2 weeks." Lily learned over Nanea's shoulder. The first one, a snap. Oh, that's why my washing machine is going on. So if you heard some noise while I was yelling sometimes, yeah. First one, a snap. Do a good deed for a stranger. Guys, do not talk to strangers unless they really need your help. Like, make sure your parents are there, at least when you're helping a stranger. Because, like, yeah, guys.
like, when quarantine's over and you like helping people, make sure your parents there to know that you're helping them. Unless you're, like, over 18, then, like, do it, I guess. Like, if you're still, like, under 18, then no. Do a good deed first, stranger. But look at the second one. Show appreciation for your family. She made a face. That means I had to do something nice or Tommy. Even Nania had to admit Lily's 5-year-old brother was a handful. How can a kid make a difference in the community? Guys, everyone can make a difference in the community. Kids, teens, young adults, grandparents, everyone can make a difference, guys. You guys don't think you can make a difference, you're wrong. You can make a difference no matter what. How can a kid make a difference in a community? Donna asked, reading the third requirement. What about the last task? I lost my thought. Turn trouble into triumphant, Lily said. I don't know what that means. Nanea thought about one of her troubles. Her family always treated her like a baby. How could she turn that into triumphant? Donna shook her head. This seems too hard, I agree, Lily. Even if you did everything, you might not win the bike. Nanea pictured herself like looking so grown up on a shiny new bike. Wait a minute, I thought, jumping up down. Doing everything for a contest and winning that bike was surely proof that she wasn't a baby. I'll be right back, Nanea ran inside quickly, returning the piece of paper and a pencil. What are you doing, Lily asked. I'm carving down the rules, Nanea. I'm going to enter the contest, and I'm going to win. And guys, that's all for chapter one. Hope you guys, I am going to be recording weekly podcasts, since it's, like, daily podcasts, since I'm, like, out of school and I have more time to send you guys these and stuff. And I'm going to be posting these all summer. I'll be posting them tomorrow. And guys, we're going to be reading chapter two, which is Kokoua. Bye!
What are you doing,
Zaya? Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast! Woo! Guys, remember my last episode of me telling you guys about the Nea? Woohoo! And you know, you should guys remember that Nanea wanted to grow up and they found about contests and she was alone to do that. And guys, now we're on chapter two. Coca! Rose Miami. Mommy. I have been Nanea's neighbor for. I'm eating something while I'm like recording this. I mean, like, I'm eating candy when I'm recording this, so if you hear crunching, that's me. Okay, Rose Mommy. I have been Nanea's neighbor for so long that she's part of Nanea Ohana. Nanea calls her Aunt Rosie. So that Lily, Donna, Auntie Rose made beautiful lace, which she sold to tourists on Pier Ways. Nanea had made plenty of lace as part of hula class. Lily knew how to make them. But Donna didn't. Aunt Rose had offered to teach her. Nanea wanted to sit in on the lesson. So the three kittens were with Aunt and her on her back porch. Surrounded by a basket of plumerite. Pomeranian bottom. And Rose gets each of the girls a basket. Along with a needle, quarter. Now dip the needle in the petroleum jelly. Aunt Rosie instructed. That needs the blossom from tearing down. Dip
down, dip her needle, then poke it at the petal. I'm all thumbs when it comes to sewing. Gonna confess. Side of the needle, through eyes and bloom. Aunt Rosie told her. She showed Donna what to do. As they worked, Aunt Rosie told them what it was like to grow up on a hoop when she was a girl, and how she learned to make glaze from her tutu, which I think means grandma. So, yeah, guys. So that means grandma. By the way, if you didn't know that. Okay, I'm trying to figure out where my part is. One of my favorite things about Hawaii is that people take time to talk, Donna said. We're all grown up talk. We've all grown up talk. We all have grown up talking. I remember you guys, we've all have grown up talking. Like when you're a baby, you didn't like automatically know how to talk, but like talking's been part of everyone's life. Nanea said Lily, nodding agree. Our ancestors didn't write down their stories, and Auntie Rose explained. They told them to one another, talking stories, keeping our past life, and talking time to talk stories help us to get to really know one another. It helped us really care about our friends and our neighbors. Well, I like it, Donna said. When I'm your age, Aunt Rosie, I'm going to talk stories to my children and grandchildren about living in Honolulu. She held up her tattered leg, but I might skip the part about how bad I'm doing this. I really chuckled. Aunt Rose chuckled and made a few tweaks to Donna's leg. Better, she said. She asked. Donna snapped her gum happily. Better, she said. When the legs were long enough, the girls tied knots and snipped off the ends. Girls modeled their creations, and Auntie Rose complimented each one of them, pronouncing them all name beautiful. There is a lot of aloha. A lot of love in these legs, she said. Donna giggled. Maybe aloha makes up for lumps. If you guys hear that, just hit my microphone. Okay, trying to move my microphone back. It's time to get to the pier and get ready for business, Auntie Rose said. We need, guys, if you don't remember, my washing machine is still going. I'm recording the same day I recorded my first one. So, yeah. It's so late when I'm recording this. We need to go, Lily said. My dad is giving us a ride. The girls were going to the pier to watch Enermus Madsen Ocean Liner depart. The 5-day return trip to San Francisco. The girls showered Aunt Rosie with thank yous and hurried up the street. They showered her with thank yous. They did not shower her. Sorry, guys. Are you guys confused? And hurried up the street to Lily's house. Soon they were bouncing along Uncle Fudge's truck. As they got closer to the pier, Nanea saw the Aloha Tower, the famous lighthouse that welcomed everyone to Honolulu Harbor. Uncle Fudge eased into a parking spot, and the girls clambered out of the truck. As they all thumped up the two flights of stairs to the pier, Nanea smiled at them, showed the paper steamer, confetti, and the confetti floating down. The ship deck she watched island
sorry guys, from the ship desk. She watched island boys diving for the coins that tourists toss into the water in Royal Hawaiian Band plays, mixing with the music where the cries of the lay sellers. Carnations, lays, 50 cents per myria. So bad at words. Three for $1. Oh, that's so cheap. That's cool. They display their waves and 100 of tourists leaving the island. Some people bought lace to keep as souvenirs, but traditions say if you offer your lace to the ocean and it made it back to shore, you would return to the island someday. The harbor was thick with floating flowers because anyone who had ever been to Oahu wanted to come back. "There, Aunt Rosie," Nanea exclaimed, noticing a long line of tourists waiting to buy lace from her neighbors. A woman with two children waited at the very end of the line. The little girl held on her to her mother's skirt. The boy wore cowboy hat and spun a lace. So, guys, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. ASMR, guys. I'm doing some ASMR for you guys. I'm going to whisper some of that. Trying to catch something that they have left. The medicine lighter blue. It's hard signaling that it was time to board. I'm sorry, children. The mother said sadly, "We don't have time to buy lace after dark." She took their hands and they started the game, but the kids looked so disappointed. And the little girl fingered the lace around her neck. She made a decision. "Wait!" she called, running after the family. Lillian and Donna ran too. The family stopped and the kitten caught up to them. The little girl smiled shyly. "Howdy, partner," said the boy. Donna laughed. "Howdy." Nanea knelt down in front of the little girl. "This is for you." Nanea placed a lace over the little girl's head. Jonah did the same thing with the little boy. Lily held onto her lace to the mother. "Oh, that's sweet." And the mother fumbled with her pocketbook. Aw. I wish I could show you guys this. I'm going to read the next chapter on my YouTube channel, but you guys can see the pictures, which is Bunny Team. Guys, this is the cutest thing ever. You guys would love it if you can see this. It's so cute. Go to my YouTube channel. You'll know how cute this is. No, says standing up. "These are gifts." The mother smiled warmly. "Thank you," she said. Mahalo. I think I should pronounce that one right. Comment on my YouTube channel. Comment down below on my YouTube channel. And yeah. Comment down if I pronounce that right. As the kitten watched them climb the gangplank, the band began to play Aloha Ui. One sweet voice rose all above all other sounds, casting lyrics over the crowd like a fishman's net. The mother paused at the ship rail's wrist, and she and the children waved too. The kitten waved back. "That was a good idea, Nanea," Donna said. "I hated seeing those sad faces," Nanea answered. "I just realized something," Lily said. "The first task for the contest was to do a good deed for a stranger." Kakubu, Donna said, using Hawaiian word for a good deed. Giving a lace to the family was kakukaui. Nanea hadn't even been thinking about the contest. Why couldn't it be both? Only three tasks to go, Nanea said, and plenty of time too. Chapter 3, Turkey Day. I finished, guys, that chapter. Another time. Bye! Make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Bunny Team. Make sure to subscribe to my sister's YouTube channel, Boxy Games. And guys, also, remember to subscribe to me and my sister's vlog channel/challenge channel, Foxy Bunny Squad. We have It probably won't come up because we have no videos on there, but if it does, I'm so happy if it does, because when I looked up, it didn't come up, and I'm really hoping it does. Yay!